Shmaitzah Shir Tuesday night, or Le Tezvod Teves. So we have the Rambam's Lashon here. We'll start from there. But what's his problem? His problem is that if Hamasla helps, which the Ran says it does, so how could the Rambam say you get Malkus if an Eid Echad establishes the Isser? It's at least either Hasra or Sofek, but that wouldn't be a problem. The Rambam would rather hold Hasra or Sofek Shema Hasra, but it's not an Isser Boru. That's what he brings down from the Rashba. That Huchzakonita Bishkeno Seha, a Masla doesn't help because Loke Oleha. And if it wouldn't be an Isser Boru, it wouldn't be Loke Oleha. So how could the Rambam say that Israel to my Beit Echad Yuchzak and you get Malkus? L'chei Nirlan is like the Bezal of him is because of a Rambam in Hilchus and Zirus Bezal Hashem no L'chei Eich Shoma La'at L'Echad B'fonai Nozar to Ben Zirus in Mekhisho in Ochayev Klom, because you could be Makhish in Eid Echad. It's called Eid Echad B'Kosh Olav Klom Hu, even if the so-called Baal Dover, Baal Bias is Makhishim. Meaning the Eid Echad can create a situation where misofek, you have to be noig nazirus, sofek derais in the chumra. Noag nazirus al pi Eid Echad, v'shosa yayin o nitma, v'hisru bo shnayim loke, this seems to be a simple another manifestation of the Rambam's Isra'atzmai Be'ed Echad Yuchzak, because here also the Eid Echad is establishing that he's a Nazir and then he can get Malkus if there's two Eidim that he drank wine. So what's the wrinkle here? The wrinkle is that the Rambam doesn't say just Eid Echad said he's a Nazir. He says Noag Nazirus al Pi Eid Echad. So like, well, where does that come from? But the Kosova Rambam Noag Nazirus al Pi Eid Echad, Vishosa Yayinoi Nitma Loike, Mashma, Tiamadayan Lo Noag Nazirus al Pi, Babubisha Nether, take of Chal Olov. Even though technically, if the Eid Echad said you were Noider of a Nazir, he becomes a Nazir. Nothing to do with another Nazirus.
Sorry, the guy didn't know, or we didn't know.
What did Eidechot said? You were Noi de Benozir.
I knew he was a Nozir. He knew he was.
What did the guy think? I don't know. He thought he was getting away with it.
He
was Noi de Benozir. He had Charot a minute later. There's no way I'm going without visiting my neighborhood bar in 30 days.
He was
going to
try to get away with it.
Yeah. So, your nether is chal even if there's not another nazirus. What could be a case if you were noy during a Beis HaKvaros?
Your nether was chal before the Eid Echad even said anything.
Yeah, of course. But the Eid Echad said you're not nazir to be nazir. But the point is, why do you need noag nazirus for? The nether is chal and the nazirus is chal even if he wasn't noyag nazirus. You'll say, how could that be? Once you say Haredi Nazir, the Nazirus is automatically Chal, and you are Noyig Nazirus immediately. So the answer is you have a case. If the guy's in a Beis HaKvaros, and he made another Nazirus, the Nazirus is Chal, and he was never Noyig Nazirus even for a second. So why did the Rambam talk about Noag Nazirus? It doesn't seem to be relevant. It doesn't seem to be necessary. If you're going with Ha'isar Atzmai Be'ed Echad Yuchzak, so why does Noag Nazirus become a factor? Why do you need it for?
You don't need it for the Chalos of the Nazirus.
Exactly. That's what the Shmaitz is pointing out. Mashma Dimadayin Noag Nazirus, I'll play Vavugav the Nedr, take a Chalolov, the Fidel Beis HaKvaros, where there's no Nehigos Nazirus. So she goes to Rabbah, ain't loikin al Piyed Echad, it's Mashma. So where does that come from? Where does that curveball come from? And all of a sudden you need Noag Nazirus. Mizen Nira, so now the Shmaitz is going to say, a Chiddush, he's going to say that You don't get Malkus for Isser Atmoy Be'edach HaDyuchsa. Either one says you do, stay tuned. We said there is a Svile Dalpi Eidechad Ein Lokin, that you don't get Malkus if an Eidechad just says
you're
a Nazir, or for that matter, this is Chela. I will see. וכדמוכח בהודי אמין נוח זוגרנית בשכן עושה הבעלה לויקה עליה. So you see now already he takes more seriously the huchsuka. And he says, ומשמע דמומר תמי אני לך, if she just does a shavi at nafsha, then he doesn't get malchus. אין בעלה לויקה, אבל גם דהם לרחמונה כמו אין אחד, תכסיב הסופר לו. It's even more serious than shavi at nafsha, חתיכת יסורה. She's actually, this is such a tzad, Shmaitz is Masupik. If she has an emonis of an Eidechot to say she's Tomei, we know she has an Eidechot of an emonis to say she's Tor, but does she have an Eidechot of an emonis to say she's Tomei? There was Shmaitz talked about that in the previous parak, where it's just Shavi Anaf Shechatik and Yisura. So here he's saying, Umash Mar Demomrit Mei Ani Loch Eim Bailo Loike Avogad Behem Nerachmonik Mo Eidechot Dixiv Asafra Loch. Ludas Rambam Lubishmashikosava Shachbi Yoridea, Surely the Vilabis Chazik, and Echon Neged Chazoka Mehemin, so because usually the Cheskos Hetta the Bailo, and then she says, Tmeani Loch. But Viloachi ain't a Loike Bomber, Tmeani Loch, he doesn't get Malkus. So why not? So now he says, oh, because our Masla helps. Presto bingo. El al Korchuk Mehai Taimo Shamarnu. Chivin the Beirechot Mahani Chazor on the day of Maslo will have a Yisubor and Mukela, so you can't get Malkus for just the Eirechot aspect. Even, forget about Shav Yanafsha, that for sure you don't get Malkus, but even now it's an Eirechot, you don't get Malkus because of the Cheshvin of Maslo, so it's not called an Yisubor, it's all true. Ela b'huchzuk anita b'shchein oseo hu d'baila loike, because huchzuk is serious. Huchzuka means huchzuka. Yishun huchzuka b'shchein osea tulei mani amaslo. Dahavi, it's too bad he's not here to hear it. Dahavi kahai benod de b'kor chachrea. That's what the Shmait is being machadish now. When we say huchzuka nida b'shchein osea, we mean a serious huchzuka that it became established. It became established as a fact. Isra'atzmoy be'nechad yuchzak. The Eidechot said so, but it became established as fact that she's a Nida, and now it's like B'no Korach Achreo, that a lady had a child, and it was looked like a son, it smelled like a son, it sounded like a son. Havala Yisavadai, Chagam L'Saklan Allah Chazokos, if she has relations with this boy, she gets Misa, like for men. That's what you need. Noag Nazirus Alpiv. Noag Nazirus Alpiv means Vaina Sharina, also knowing Nazirus Godel Pera, his hair is grown. Mishrachik Menames, Mishon Yoni Nazirus. So that's Havalek Nahuksav Anita Mishkein Osea. That's the Shmaitzah's Kiddush. Beautiful Shmaitzah. That the Noag Nazirus Alpiv is the equivalent of Huksav Anita Mishkein Osea. That it became established as fact. So the guy started being another. He didn't drink wine. He grew his hair. He didn't walk up the top of the basin. So it became established as fact. Not just an Eidech of saying so, but it became established as a fact. Like Huxuka need the Mishkein Osel. Avol Kozman Shaloit Noag Nazirus, that's why. Avol Kozman Shaloit Noag Nazirus Al Piyoid. Ain't a Loika Taka. Will be time of the Amor and keeping the Mahani Yamasla. So that's why. No, not because an Eidechot is not that emon. That wouldn't be true. About the theoretically, if an Eidechot says something, you would get Malkus. The problem is it's not an Issubor, because a Masla helps. And now, by Huxuka, we need to be Shkedo say, a Masla doesn't help anymore. If I had the Bermers to man, he loved, and that man is Materis A, Vein Aloike, Ach Huxuka Nida. Aye, so we're left with the Rambam by Chela. Aval ha'isra'atzmoy be'edechad yuchzak. As by Nazir, he said, Noach Nazirus al-Pim. And he has a brilliant explanation why you need Noach Nazirus al-Pim. So what about the Rambam by Chelev, where apparently all he says is, Aval ha'isra'atzmoy be'edechad yuchzak, be'edechad saying it's Chelev. And that's it. Yeah, I'll be right back to you. Excuse me.
put it in the end of it.
You see, I'm nice to my wife. Yeah, we believe the Eidecha, but not enough to give Malkus because of the Amasla issue. Since Amasla helps, and he can change his mind, and the Shmaitz is going with this Ramban, which the truth is, I still don't see the logic of it. But Ramban says it. When Amasla helps, you can't get Malkus. Because it's not an Issa Borer.
So we're like sitting there talking about how it's like you believe the Eidecha 100%, but you also accept the fact that Eidecha says they didn't really mean it, and that's okay.
But since he could give an Amasla,
right?
So it's not an Issa Borer.
It's just strange that it's not Pogea in the Ne'emonus in the first place.
Like the fact that the Eidecha theoretically could pull out an Amasla afterwards should be a problem with Chachila.
You right. are expressing why I really don't see the logic of the Ramban.
We're right. We're going with you.
Okay. I don't see the Ramban's logic. Right now, he didn't change his mind.
Right. Like, but the option exists, right?
I can hear it's Asura Sofek. I don't hear that it's not an Isabara.
Right. Like once he does it, it should be that's it. You did it. Finished. You can't change your mind.
Anyway, no. He could change his mind if he gives an Amasla.
Right, but right now there's no Amasla.
Right now there's no Amasla.
No, but if he could change his mind if there's an Amasla, then we shouldn't believe him in the first place because the potential for him to mess up what his Eidus exists. You know, like we don't believe two Eidus came along. What happens if two Eidus come along and they say Eidus? And
those Eidus because of the special din of Kivut Shehigit. Which an
Eidecha
doesn't have that.
Why not? Then why, if we're accepting his Eidus, we should say he's keeping taken by an Eidecha.
But then he said in a previous parak that that's a special din by Shnei Eidim, but it's a special din in Beis Din, and an Eidecha doesn't need Beis Din.
Okay,
it's
not
a Svara. Hadarab, I'll tell you a cute point. What would be without the din of Kivut Shehigit? He would change his mind. Why let it be Trey or Trey?
What would be Trey or Trey?
The first time he spoke against the second time he spoke. The Teretz is, I think you see a big yisod. I'm serious, don't laugh. I mean, you can laugh if you want.
No, okay.
You see, there's a concept of changing your mind.
Right, you can't have.
No. Something else. If he just said something else, it would be Trey or Trey. You changed your mind. It's a bittel of the first one.
Yeah.
I changed my mind.
That's
one of the words. Yeah, I changed my mind. In other words, the first mind is not here anymore. I changed it. Not just I said something else.
Could you have Trey or Trey by two Eidim in a regular case of Eidus? If they say something different afterwards, they contradict their own.
I'm asking a cute kasha.
But I'm saying it would never be Trey or Trey.
Well, I'm asking a cute question. Why wouldn't it be Trey or Trey? You have two Eidim said something at 2 o'clock, and two Eidim said something else at 2:30. Teretz is, and the answer maybe is postured by you, but I think it's a point that has to be made. That it's not just they change their mind. There's a concept called changing your mind. You change your mind. So the 2 o'clock Eidim is not here anymore. It's gone. They changed it.
I'm saying I don't even know that I would call it Trey or Trey. I could even hear that you'd be mevatel both things they said, but you would not because of Trey or Trey, just because. Okay, one of the things this person said is lying.
I'm explaining why it's a bittul because there's a concept called changing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If there wouldn't be a concept called changing your mind, you know, I think I would call it a chiddush. That in the Bria, we say it rolls off our tongue. I changed my mind. I'm proving from the Indian of Kivut Shehigit that it's literal. It's not just a phrase. The Torah or Hashem, or it's a Torah recognized Metzius, yeah, that you can change your mind. That a person is like a living organism, and it's a dynamic. It's a dynamic.
Based on the new information he just acquired,
he's changing his mind, right.
He was laboring under a misconception, and now he understands the truth.
Right. Well, yeah, he doesn't have to claim that, but if there's no din kibbutz shehigit, he can just say, I changed my mind. But it's like I changed my mind. The mind is a. It's in a dynamic. It's always working, and now it can change.
If that's how we view it, shouldn't it? If there's like a
I'm the same person I'm the same person I was a half hour ago.
How did you guys focus on that it would be
I'm asking a cute kasha. Even if there wouldn't be a din of kibbutz, if there wouldn't be, the mashmalz is if there's no din of kibbutz shagun, they can change their minds. And you would only take the second thing,
mm-hmm.
not the first.
Because
it's smashed all over Shas, and if not the Chigan, you'd take on the second thing. So that's my cute kasha. Why wouldn't it be Trey or Trey? There it is. I changed my mind.
When we have a situation where, like, the Rambam contradicts himself, and sometimes you hear people say, oh, he wrote this when he was younger, and then when he was older, he wrote this.
He changed his mind.
So, right, but I'm saying then it should be pasha to us that...
So there's the answer to the Rav's question you have yesterday.
No, so I'm saying sometimes we say, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but my understanding was that sometimes we can say, no, maybe he was right when he was younger. We don't have to say automatically that, oh, because when he was older he decided this, that must be right. In other words, by Eidus, I would think the same thing. Maybe the first thing they said was right, and not when they changed their mind.
But you see, not like that. So you see, he has a right to change his mind. He might have still been... He might be wrong in changing it.
Right.
He should have stuck with the first one. But there is no more Rambam Shita that it, say it's Mutter, and then he said also. There is no more Rambam Shita than Mutter. You could say there's still a possibility that it is that it's Mutter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was right. But you can't blame it on the Rambam anymore.
Right. Okay.
There is no Rambam Shita. Unless, I guess you could have a case that if I forget what I said, and now I learn it again, and I come up with a different maskana. So I didn't really change my mind. That might be like Trey and Trey. The Rambam when he was young held like this, and the Rambam when he was old held like that, but he didn't, like, let's say he wasn't aware, he forgot what he said. So that's not, I would say that's not Trey or Trey. If he forgot what he said,
then it is Trey.
I'm sorry, then it would be the equivalent of Trey or Trey. It wouldn't be changing your mind. But I didn't change my mind. I just came out with a different mascot.
Coming out with a different mascot, not for changing your mind?
That would be a. I would present it as a hakira. If I didn't remember what I said, I just learned the Gemara again, and I came out with a different maskana. Can it be said that I changed my mind? Because I didn't change my mind.
You didn't change your mind.
I have a different mind. So what's the opposite of changing my mind? Not the opposite. What is the... what would stand in contradistinction to changing my mind? If I just say, I didn't change my mind. My 2 o'clock mind is still my 2 o'clock mind. But at 2:30, I learned the sugi again. And I don't know what happened. I came out with a different maskana. My mind worked differently at 2:30. But I didn't change my 2 o'clock mind. So 2 and 2:30 is like a little silly.
Right.
But say when I was younger, right. I held like this. Because you can do that. I held
that's
like this.
That's what changed your mind, though. If you okay. Not when you were 20, you came up with a certain stock, and now you're 40 and you have a different stock, you changed your mind. But it's not because if you know that,
if you understand what you
if it would be Eidus,
then
I would say it's like Trey or Trey. Then if I'm counting up sheep,
let's say you hit your head, hit his head, and he forgot what he said, and then he learned the sugi again and came up with a different understanding,
right.
That wouldn't be changing your mind. That would be coming in parallel minds working together. That wouldn't be changing. But the Rambam, nobody says he fell and hit his head.
No,
the Rambam says he learned it like this,
right,
he like that. See, that's an example.
Example if you forget what you said. In other words, and in that case, let's say I'd be counting up shittas. Who holds its mutter?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say the Rambam and the Rajba and the Ritva hold its mutter.
And
who holds its it's also
the Rambam
and Perish of Mishnayis. No, the Rambam and Perish of Mishnayis. The Rambam and Perish of Mishnayis hold its also. The Rambam and Yana Chazaka hold its mutter. I don't know. You have to know what happened.
Did the Rambam ever come back later and say I was wrong the first time around?
Yeah. If you look at Chachmei Luvil,
that should be a pretty clear raya.
Well,
if he doesn't do it, right?
No, it's not that common that he says differently. I mean, he does sometimes. I mean, different psukim in the Perush Mishnayos and in the Yad HaChazaka is not uncommon. Not uncommon. But the pastor says he changed his mind. There's no raya that he that anything like that.
I guess that's my question. Based on this, shouldn't we always say that? That he changed his mind?
Yeah, I'm just saying theoretically it's not mukhrach. I would imagine theoretically it doesn't have to be that way. That's all. But the pastor
the riot to the Rav is what the Rav said yesterday about the Rambam giving two different things, because it's not a stira to each other, it's just two different things. What did the Rav say? The Yad HaChazaka and the Rambam says one thing, and the Rav says the Rambam says another, right?
That happens.
Which
yeah.
was the thing he. No, the Rav gave an example yesterday, something that's been bothering you for many, many years. You never had a.
Because that's not a stira.
It's not a stira, I'm saying.
A stira. He gave a different way of reaching Avos Hashem.
Right, so that's called like a certain changing your mind.
I don't know. It's a puzzle to me. I don't know the answer to the puzzle. If there are two ways to reach Avos Hashem, why in the world does he give one way in the Yad and a different way in the Perush Mishnayos and a different way in the Sefer HaMitzvot? It's a puzzle to me. I don't know if he changed his mind.
What's the Sefer HaMitzvot? That's the Yad HaChazaka. What's the purpose of the Yad HaChazaka? What's the purpose of the Sefer HaMitzvot?
I tried.
None of that did.
I have different theories, but none that I'm satisfied with.
You didn't ask that
with.
First, that Rav Muncy was the one you always talk about?
Yes, it's Zalman Bloch.
No, the one you always talk about. You always mention his name. The one was with you. Always hanging out with you together. Who's your Rosh Kohen?
Landis
man. Yeah, him.
Nah, he's a Rosh Bezdin. He doesn't have that kind of mind.
I figured out what I'm getting at. But what I'm trying
the
to
the person I would ask, there's a guy amongst Yosef Zalman. He's a Zalman Bloch. He's a Bloch. He's from that family. He's a Zalman Bloch. I learned with him, say, for a mitzvah in Ostorim, for a tzibur. He's like the biggest kanoi in the world. He was like part of the demonstrations against Rav Steinman. Oh. You remember, like a few years ago, went to America, there were demonstrations against him. He was leading those demonstrations. Oh. Like super duper kanoi. Brilliant guy. Brilliant, brilliant guy. Anyway, I would ask him. He probably has a good theory.
Here's my question, I think. Now I clarified it. Let's say we know the Rambam changed his mind. Okay, he says, I changed my mind 20
the
years later.
Is
am I allowed to still hold like the young Rambam?
I hold. But allowed to? If
is that a reasonable position?
Okay, I will like answer you. Do you hold like that, or you just say, there's a Rambam like me?
I'm not sure. But
what do you mean you hold? If you hold what the Rambam held, so that's what you hold. Fine.
Right.
But there's no more Rambam that holds like that.
You can't say, I hold like this, and the Rambam, when he was 20, also held like this.
Not according to what we're saying now, because the Rambam changed his mind. It doesn't exist anymore.
I hear.
If you did, then we'd have this kasha that without keeping shehigin, it should be trey a trey.
That's right. that's where I'm coming from. That's how it connects.
That's a very cute question. If you ask someone, they're going to think you're nuts till they chop what the question is. All over Shas, it's mashma that would, if there's no din of kibbutz shehigin, you take on what he then said. Go ask someone. Ask Rabbi Safi. Without kibbutz shehigin, you take on what he said. Why? Why is it a trey a trey? There was an Eidus at 2 o'clock, and there's an Eidus at 2:30, so it's Trey a Trey. Why should you take over here at 2:30? So, let's say the answer is, I changed my mind.
Right.
I changed it. That the 2 o'clock mind doesn't exist anymore. I hold it's a very deep insight into the human mind.
But you're making it deep, what I think we all sort of understand on a shallower level anyway.
Well, the Eidus doesn't have any
validity anymore.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying to me it's an insight into the dynamic of the human mind that
you can't
it's
have
not
a person
static.
Arguing with himself.
Why not?
I don't know.
It seems to be mistaver that way. I don't know how to explain it better.
You have an intuitive feeling. So I'm saying because you changed your mind.
What?
You
never feel that differently on different days?
No, I think what he's saying is good.
As long as
you change your mind, he's making
my
it deeper,
is,
but I think we intuitively know anyway.
No.
A person can argue with
you never thought about it.
The Rav said once the Rambam changes his mind, that's his vata. It's not like you can't coexist together. The Rav said once you change the mind, Rambam changes his mind, the original shita is dissolved. It's not like
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not pushing like that. I think it needs needs like a deep explanation. And I think it's a deep explanation of the human being. It's like a human being is not static. I'm arguing with myself. I hold differently now, and there's a 2 o'clock shita, and there's a 2:30 shita. But I'm saying it's a human being. To me, it's like an indication of how human, what light. Because I go through life, I have different experiences. My mind matures. My mind, like the brain, takes different pathways. It's dynamic. It's not static. If it would be static, there would be a 2 o'clock me and a 2:30 me. And that's static. So and at 3 o'clock, there's still the 2 o'clock me and the 2:30 me. This might give us an insight into the Chiddush of. I don't know. I'm thinking now. As we're talking, this might give us an insight into tshuva. Tshuva is, I changed my mind. I'm a different person. I'm a different person. I'm a different person. I changed my mind. I feel differently about being chotei now. So I changed it. That's why you could be oikir sachet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're on. I have to put this aside now for the next Shabbat Shuvah dressing. I wasted on you guys.
I have a real life example from you that I like to use, and now you're ruining it for me.
Why? I always change my mind.
No, once. The one time I can think of that I preferred what you used to say. Just until about 10 years ago, you would say, shul isn't for a concert, we're here to daven, and this is what it should be, and then you decided.
Oh, I didn't change my mind.
You told me you changed your mind.
I crassly caved in.
I discussed with you. You know, somebody showed me the Mishnah Berurah. We should be singing after Friday night. Karlbach singing.
Oh, Karlbach, Kabbalah Shabbat. That's different.
Karlbach,
that's different. Because the din is you have to go yotzei the kras kala. I wish we would have a Karlbach every week.
But
we would dance.
You never said that until about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I acquired new information.
So that's the question. Do you really? I don't know how much I buy that you didn't know this before. I believe you. I'm sorry. I believe you knew.
You could know something, and you don't realize the ramifications of it. Because I know you're supposed to be. They used to be yotzei to the sodeh likras kala to show their eagerness and their anticipation and their excitement about Shabbos. I never realized that the ramification. We're not yotzei to the sodeh. And I realize the ramification of that conceptually is to dance. That's how do you show your excitement about something? What are you doing so called Torah? We're excited about the Torah, we're happy with the Torah, we're excited about the Torah. We dance. So that's what we do for Shabbos. If it was up to me now, we would have a full blown Kabbalah Shabbos every week and we would dance. And I can't, there's a bunch of humorless why you guys in the school.
People like me.
And they cringe at the thought. There's someone in the shul, I hope you don't guess who it is, who's the most wonderful person in the world. Whenever there's a Kabbalah Shabbos, which is always half-baked, it's never really, it's always half-baked, he very uncharacteristically makes a point of taking out a sefer and learning in the sefer. And it's not like him, you know, he's Porish or not Sibur, but anyway, that's his way of protesting. I understand it.
I feel for the guy. I wouldn't be Porish, but I'm in pain.
I don't know why. I hold that's the right way to be Makabel Shabbos. That's why if I didn't hold it was the right way, so I wouldn't let the shul split into two minyanim. The reason in the winter we have a Kalbach minyan for the Shabbos to go somewhere else downstairs, upstairs. The only reason I would allow such a thing, which I'm so against, splitting up the tzibur, is if I hold them davening the right way. So how can I stop them from davening the right way?
But you're saying I can't say Rav Malinowitz from 10 years ago agrees with me.
No.
Okay. It's like, by the way,